with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says he'll brief Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders immediately after his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and ceasefire talks could follow.
If the first one goes okay, we'll have a quick second one. I would like to do it almost immediately, and we'll have a quick second meeting between President Putin and President Zelensky and myself, if they'd like to have me there. And that would be a meeting where maybe it could be absolutely work. But the first meeting will not work that out. Certain great things can be gained in the first. It's going to be a very important meeting, but it's setting the table for the second meeting.
The president also warned there would be very severe consequences if Putin does not agree to stop the war against Ukraine. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ridiculing Democrats for fleeing the state to prevent a vote that will create five new GOP congressional districts. Bob Agnew reports.
Governor Abbott used an appearance on the Salem Radio Network to mock the Democrats for fleeing the Lone Star State, something out of character, he says, with the values that helped found the state with battles like the Alamo.
What the Alamo was all about was Texans staying and fighting despite the odds that they were going to lose their life. And we've been having that fighting spirit ever since then, except for the Democrats.
Abbott says he'll call one special session after the other if that's what it takes to allow for a vote. By reporting.
An official says a mother, father, and child were killed when a tree fell on their car as heavy rain and flooding hit Tennessee. The three were killed early Wednesday when saturated ground caused the large tree to fall in the Chattanooga suburb of East Ridge. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 463 points. This is SRN News. A victory for girls in Idaho.
A U.S. district court has ruled the state can enforce a new law that bars males from female bathrooms and locker rooms in public schools. The court found that the Boise High School Sexuality and Gender Alliance, quote, failed to meet its burden because it is unlikely to succeed on its claims since the state has outlined a legitimate government interest, privacy, related to the action it took. Similar laws in other states have also been challenged. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates warn Muslim terrorists may soon be running a de facto country of their own in northern Nigeria. Deadly attacks on Christians have been taking place in the region for decades, but fighters from outside the country are moving in now, and the tempo of attacks has increased. International Christian Concern warns that local residents say the strategy appears aimed at exhausting the remaining population. The Nigerian government appears to be ignoring the crisis. SRN News. Shopping for school supplies has become both easier and more complicated.
The websites of major retail chains generate lists of recommended items by schools and grade, allowing parents to shop with a click. Some schools partner with vendors to sell pre-made boxes of student essentials. Despite these conveniences, many families start shopping months before Labor Day to find the best deals. One market research company estimates back-to-school spending in the U.S. will reach $33.3 billion from June through August. John Scott reporting.
Homeowners are cashing in on years of home equity gains, even as mortgage rates remain stubbornly high. Cash-out refinancing hit a nearly three-year high from April to June, according to ICE Mortgage Technology. In a cash-out refinance, homeowners borrow more money than they owe and pocket the difference. More details at srnnews.com.